You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Take your dream trip.
Come along with us as we travel the world.
Across America via satellite.
Your listeners will love the Travel World Radio Show. It's a one-hour travel talk show.
This is Willem Backus.
Stephen Pickford.
Bob Giacini.
Scott Fontaine.
Ella Sobel.
David Eady.
Travel World is informative.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the people who want to have the times of their lives.
Ahukilau, she explained, was a traditional Hawaiian way of putting food on the table and making sure that everyone had enough to eat.
This is the old path of the West River Railroad.
Fine food service, comfortable seats with adjustable headrests, the individual entertainment systems. They also have a camera where you can get a bird's eye view of the plane taking off and landing.
Our transport around the city centre is wonderful. We have the Metrolink, we have a free bus service, but most importantly is the fact that the city is really, really compact.
Many of Wailea's beachfront hotels offer great freebies to their guests, too.
It's a high-speed quad share lift.
It's great. I love listening to you guys talk about this because it brings up so many great ideas, both
sure.
Memories and things that everybody would like to do in the future. Grab a plane out of here and go see something different.
This is the western region of Montana.
This is the Glacier National Park region.
Two stingrays hovered over our heads for several minutes.
11 countries in 33 days.
Cool remotes.
Live from Auberge-sur-la-Falaise, up in the beautiful Lanaudière region of Quebec. Town of Jamaica, Vermont. We said we wanted to go to Jamaica. They sent us to Vermont.
Caesar's Pocono Palace Resort, Pocono Mountains of Northeast Pennsylvania, or
Northeast Kingdom, and I'm here at the Inn on the Common with one of our longtime friends of the show, Jim Lamberti.
Having a great time sitting here at the Ocean Place Resort.
We're in Essex Junction, Vermont, at the Champlain Valley Fair.
For the Great Eagle Hotel in Kowloon.
Inn at Essex, in Essex Junction, Vermont. Penny House Inn on Cape Cod in Easton, Mass.
Lake George, New York, at Fort Wayne Resort.
Carefree Resort and Village in beautiful Carefree, Arizona.
Legendary Mr. Steerburger Restaurant, downtown Montreal.
The Biloxi Tricentennial.
York region, just north of Toronto.
Good morning, Willem.
Great guest.
Mike Maxfield is the museum manager of the Manchester United Football Club Museum Hall of Fame at the Old Trafford Stadium. A must-see for any visitor to Manchester.
Lauren Demaray joining us online.
Hi, this is Gerald Trombley, Mayor of Montreal.
Francine Barlatti from Super Club and Denny Cordero of Air Canada Vacation.
Hi, this is Hudson Foga.
We have the Minister of Tourism, Culture and
Recreation.
The Honorable Paul Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
And best of all, it's fun.
I ended up in a nude volleyball game.
You guys are insane.
This is where you want to go for a steak.
Can you believe these guys?
I just wanted to know if it was the largest and finest cut.
So you have to be careful when you're jumping around with nothing on.
So join us, won't you, every Saturday on Star Guide 3.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
And welcome once again to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite around the world at www.twc.ca. I'm Stephen Pickford here in our Montreal, Canada studio, and Willem Backus in our Washington, D.C. studio, talking today, our first half of the program, about the beautiful and historic city of Quito, Ecuador.
Hi, Steve. Welcome. It's good to be back again on the air. And we have such an amazing thing to talk about. You know, some people might not have guessed to go to a wonderful city such as Quito. Some people might not have thought Ecuador as a place to visit. But I can assure you, Linda went last year, and she has nothing but the most terrific things to say. And we have a very special guest online with us right now, Patricio Gabor, who is the General Director of Tourism Quito. Patricio, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you very much. Thank you for all the people that are listening to this show. And I will try to be very helpful. And if you have any question about my beautiful city, pues here I am.
Well, Patricio, first question we have, and everyone's going to want to know, what's the website that people can look up? Because I'm sure people are going to want to look it up as they listen.
Yeah, why not? Our official promotional website is www.quito.com.ec for Ecuador. www.quito.com.ec.
Now, one thing I never thought about Ecuador as being a place that's so easy to reach because, you know, coming and doing most of my traveling over North America, I would never have thought how easy it was, but when Linda went, she took Copa Airlines. It was a very easy hop through Panama City.
Yeah, that's right. Basically, Ecuador is very well connected with North America, especially with the United States and also with Canada. We have several airlines flying from the main cities in Canada and in the States. We have flights from Toronto, from Montreal that you can have like a connection between Panama, could be Bogota, or you could make a connection in one of the major United States cities like Houston, Dallas, or New York.
Even Washington, D.C. We went straight from D.C. To Panama City. From there, we went on to Quito. It was a beautiful flight. Copa Airlines, the service was incredible, according to what Linda was telling me all about it. And, you know, it's such a nice, compact airport as well when you get there. Plenty of things to do.
Yeah, actually, the airport is a new airport. Probably is one of the newest airports in South America. It's a small one, but it's very well organized, and we just inaugurated the airport in 2013. We only have like two years and a half. Since that day, we start to get more flights and more connections between Quito and the main cities around the world.
Now, here's the one beautiful thing that I'm enjoying. Every time I thought about Quito and every time, you know, Linda talks about it and she wants to go back all the time, is it's... First of all, Ecuador gets its name because it's actually on the equator. Is that not true?
Yeah, you're right. This is the main reason why the country has that name. We are just located in the middle of the world, in the equator line. It's dividing the country in two parts, the north hemisphere and the south hemisphere. We are on the and also Quito, the capital city, is located in the equator line. So that's why we have the name, is because in the 18th century, a French mission, geodesic mission from Europe came to Ecuador to trying to see how is the real shape of the world. And they also want to see which will be the middle of the world. So in Ecuador, they traveled for several months, and they defined that in this part of the earth, this is the middle of the world, where the world is divided in two hemispheres.
So one of the nice things that Linda took a picture of herself standing on both sides of the equator. There's a monument. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, that's right. The monument is located just 15 kilometers, something like, I don't know, like 8 or 9 miles away from the urban site of the city. That's a monument. It was built to remember this French mission that came several centuries ago. In that place, you can find a recreation of an old colonial town that the French mission founded when they arrived into these lands. So in the monument, also inside the monument, you have a nice museum that will show you a lot of the ethnic groups that are living in Ecuador. And also you will have the chance to put one of your feet in one of the hemispheres. And probably this would be one of the most famous kind of photographs that the people used to go there. You know, they go there, they probably have in their bucket list, and they want to check that. Like, I put my 2 feet in the 2 hemispheres.
Linda did that as well. It was an amazing picture that we also had on our site as well. Now, there's so many wonderful museums outside of just the Equatorial Museum. And one of the nice things also, the elevation of Quito means that the temperature, it was not oppressively hot. It was a very comfortable temperature Linda had.
Yeah. Actually, Quito is the second highest capital in the world. It's located in more than 9,000 feet above the sea level. It's very high. But at the same time, the people could think that could be very cold, or because we are in the equator line, could be very hot. But it's just the perfect weather that we have all year around. Since, you know, we are in the middle of the world, we don't have seasons. We only have a small difference between the winter season, as we call it, and the summer season. But the whole year we have a very nice temperature. You are going to have some showers during the winter time, but the weather remains the same, and is, you know, you can be, you know, without any many layers, and you can work very freely. You know, have a nice wind. We are surrounded by mountains. We are in the middle of the Andes. Of course, that you have to take care about the sun. We are very high, and the sun in Ecuador especially is very strong. But the weather is fine. It's just fine. You can have the weather like in the summertime all year around.
Sounds like a very comfortable place to walk around and visit. What are the other things now? One of the more interesting things, what are the most important tourist attractions? Now, we've had the monument. And there's also am I reading this correctly? Inatlan Museum?
Intinan, yes.
Intinan,
right.
I'm sorry
Intinan.
For my...
That is the path of the sun, of the trail of the sun. This is a very nice museum that is located in one of the, you know, close to the big monument of the middle of the world. It's a very nice museum because the people can go there for the day. And they can walk through the museum with a very nice expositions about the local culture in Ecuador. But more than that, it's very it has a lot of kind of interesting experiment about the effects of the to be located in the middle of the world. I mean that you can balance an egg over a top of a nail, for instance, or you can see how the currents how the water is moving clockwise or anti-clockwise, depending on what kind of hemisphere are you located. So it's very educative especially for children, for families, for young people. They want to stay for, you know, for a day and trying to understand a little bit more about what is the meaning to be in the middle of the world. They can stay there in this museum, the Intinan, the Trail of the Sun.
That is one of the most interesting things I heard about that, balancing an egg, because depending on the hemisphere you're in, you know, water goes one way or water goes the other way. So it's one of the more curious things that you're going to see when you get to a place like Quito. I'm going to ask you to stay online, Patricio, because we're reaching our first break coming up in about 20 seconds now. And it seems like we're just scratching the surface of all the cool things there are to do in Quito. There's all kinds of fantastic things. There was something about bees and roses and wonderful things. So stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, around the world on the Internet. I'm Willem Backus. Stay listening.
Okay.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Why while in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
At Porter, we believe that traveling for business shouldn't be hard work. Flying into or out of Toronto City Airport, you're just minutes from downtown, saving on time-consuming commutes. Fly through our hassle-free check-in. Send that last-minute email using the free Wi-Fi in our luxurious lounge. And enjoy first-class onboard service as standard. That way, when you touch down, you're ready to take care of business.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic zone. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rail's Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Yeah, I know, it's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay, thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
I got you. Hang on. Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life. To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the shield of freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun. It's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, segment number two here today. Great information being shared. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, and in conversation with Patricio Gibor from Quito Tourism, and a really interesting show going on. Lots of great information being shared. Continue the discussion, gentlemen.
So last we spoke, we were talking about some interesting museums in Quito. And, of course, because it's on both sides of the equator, you have all these different phenomena, for instance, water turning one way or the other, bouncing an egg on a nail, which I thought was completely interesting. Patricio, so tell us about one of the other more interesting tourism attractions that are there, because I know Linda has a whole bunch of stuff. She just can't stop raving about how wonderful a time that she had. One of the things that she went to was the visit to, well, she went also to the Rose Market that she had there as well. So, Patricia, tell us a bit about the Rose.
Yeah. Probably one of the things that people that you don't know is that the most of beautiful roses that we export, Ecuador is one of the biggest exporters of roses in the world, are located just outside the city. We have a lot of greenhouses and small farms. They are producing these beautiful roses. The people, when they come to Quito, they want to experience a little bit of the culture. They also will chance to have this like a kind of extension outside of the city for a half a day and see how these farms and greenhouses are growing roses. They will have the chance to see beautiful colors. The roses of Quito, because of the sun, the sun rays are straight down to the air. In Ecuador, the roses grow very fast and very tall. Actually, we have one of the world records in terms of one of the highest stem of the world. So one stem can a height of almost 1.8 meters, which is very high. And the people are looking this kind of quality, and that's why Quito is trying to show.
That's a rose stem as tall as I am. Wow. Wow. Now, one of the other things that was interesting that Linda went, that was there.
Yeah. Probably the jewel of the crown is the historic center, the historic district, or the old town, as we say it. This old town was the first capital or the first city that was declared for UNESCO as a World Heritage Site in 1978. And they declared this district because they, until now, they are keeping with the same kind of architecture and the same kind of shape and maintain a lot of culture in sites. There is more than 320 hectares of historic center, old buildings, churches, small plazas, nice houses with beautiful patios inside, narrow streets, cobblestone streets where you can, you know, walk through them. Probably the most important thing is the people that are living there. It's not like a giant museum. It's a living old town. The people are living there. The people, they are normally doing their own things during the days. And this is one of the facts that the people like, because it's like a living old town that keep and maintains all traditions that Quito used to have.
Well, that's one of the interesting parts that I found. In fact, the commercial also states it, and we're going to hear it during the next break, of almost a town that's almost stopped in time in terms of the traditional things. Everybody has the modern facilities and you have your access to the mobile devices and technology that everybody has. Mm-hmm. But you get this feeling that you're in something that's got very deep, deep traditional roots. You know, it's not your garden variety was built in the 60s and everything's a cookie cutter around there.
There is something funny here because we have the main plaza, which is La Plaza Grande, located in the center of this historic center, where is located the government palace, the city hall, the main cathedral, and the bishop palace. But in the middle, in the plaza, we have a very interesting Wi-Fi system. This Wi-Fi system is handled by the old people that are sitting in the seats on the plaza, telling all the stories. This is our Wi-Fi. You can have the chance to sit in the main plaza and talk with the old people, retired people that will tell you something about the history of the city, some traditions, and is something very interesting because they're very open to the people from outside. They always will tell you something very, very interesting in terms of how these people is living in the old town.
You said something very interesting just there. And, you know, for all the travels that we've ever done, the most important thing that always comes up is how friendly the people are. And I never would have imagined it until I'd personally gone to South America myself and then also Linda going to Quito. It's just how warm and friendly and welcoming everybody was. I mean, she went to this one particular plaza, and then suddenly there were these people dancing, and there was music all around her. I mean, it was one experience. She took pictures and just couldn't believe it. It was one. And that's why, you know, when you're saying talking to some people who are there, and they'll tell you the stories, it's probably one of the most interesting aspects of traveling anywhere. Now, would you say you'd need a car or walking around? Is it a walking city, rent a car, taxis? How do you get around Quito?
Okay, basically, Quito is the capital city, has a very good public transportation. We have a trolley, an electric bus, which is running from north to south. Also, we have the normal public bus, which in South America, I think, is one of the best services that is available. And, of course, that we have the taxi services. But with the electric car and the public transportation, you will be able to move very easy from north to south. You can stay in the old town. Some of the streets in the old town are just for pedestrians, so are very friendly for pedestrians and bikes, so the people can walk very, very, you know, with any kind of worries into the old town and walk freely for the main attractions that we have over there. Another thing very interesting is that in Ecuador, in Quito and in Ecuador, we are using the dollar as a currency. The national currency is the dollar, the U.S. dollar, something that could be very make the life easy for the people from North America. So they don't have to think about I have to go into change in a local currency. And this also will facilitate how the people can move by and do things during their stay on the city.
That's a really important point, of course. You know, when you go to different things, I went to Brazil, for instance, I had to think of a Brazilian real. And then, you know, when I went to Buenos Aires, there was another conversion as well. And then when I went to Colombia again, there were conversions involved. So the fact that the currency is the U.S. dollar means that you look around and the prices you see, you're familiar right away with you know, whether it's good. And it's all very good value. When Linda was looking around, she just couldn't believe her eyes what she saw. And one of the things that she really enjoyed was the hotel she stayed at. It was a place called the Patio Andaluz.
Yes.
And one of the real interesting things was her hotel room was at the top of this little staircase. And can you tell us a little bit about that particular property?
Actually, this property, the Patio Andaluz, is one of the first boutique hotels managed by a local family. It is not an international chain. It's a local family who runs this beautiful hotel. Patio Andaluz is an old house that has more than 300 years of history. One of the original houses that the Spaniards built when they arrived in Quito. So this nice property, what they have is you are going to see a very nice design, a colonial design, but at the same time a very good service. But once you are inside the rooms or the social areas, you are going to feel in a different atmosphere. You think that you are traveling in time, because even the employees, the staff over there are dressing like the Quiteños in the past, 200 or 300 years ago. The food is incredible. You can have a very nice breakfast or lunch or dinner at the main patio, surrounded by these beautiful buildings with arts and a lot of nice paintings and sculpture and art, with a nice music, traditional music of Ecuador. And you can taste beautiful kind of products and dishes, local and traditional ones, that the people will love it, you know. We have a nice, beautiful gastronomy that you can taste in these kind of properties.
Now, we're going to be talking about food in the next segment. This is one of the reasons I've asked you to stay on for another segment, because we could talk about Quito all day long, and I will never, ever get tired of hearing about it, because it's such a wonderful place. And, you know, one of the places, of course, Linda went to is Plaza Grande, where she went to she went and made a particular dish. We'll be talking about that after the break. But it was also the excursions and so on, which were just so fascinating, and she felt totally safe. I'm going to ask you to stay on, please, for this next commercial break. Have a listen for the commercial that's coming up. Willem Backus, Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite, around the world, on the Internet, TWC.ca.
You're listening to Travel World with
Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show, by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
A city where time has stopped. A city full of history and culture. A living museum. Where the smile and warmth of people make you feel at home. With a breathtaking landscape. A fascinating and unique place. A paradise in the Andes. Visit Quito and touch the sky.
You have a name, so the next time you call up one of those mega monster banks about a mortgage, ask them if they remember your name.
Give me a minute.
Or maybe ask them what options they have for someone who is self-employed, a commission salesperson, has a unique financial situation, or not so perfect credit.
There might be a special high-risk program. Just hang on.
Now, call Southern New England Mortgage Group in Plainville and try the same thing.
You know, Jim, I'm glad you called. I'm sure we can help you out.
33 years of professional experience, the loan originators at Southern New England Mortgage Group know how to get the job done. Call today, 1-888-835-2780, and get a personalized mortgage solution that meets your needs. Southern New England Mortgage Group can make your dreams a reality. Call 1-888-835-2780. You don't have to put up with the big bank runaround or be treated differently because you're self-employed or have not-so-perfect credit. Call the local guys. Southern New England Mortgage Group, 1-888-835-2780.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking. Because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And as we continue here on Travel World Radio, I'm Stephen Pickford with Willem Backus, Patricio Gabor from Quito Tourism with us as well. And what a fascinating conversation. I'm just sitting here taking it all in. Continue the discussion, gentlemen, because I'm learning such great amount of information that you're sharing. I'm learning more than, hey, that I've ever known about Quito.
You're going to want to go there, too, as well, Steve. It's Willem Backus here in Studio D.C., of course, with Patricio Gabor from the General Director of Tourism Quito. Now, a few things that, well, you know, no travel show is complete without talking about the food. And as friendly and warm and welcoming as Quito is, and we can't go on enough about how safe Linda felt the whole time she was there and how welcoming the people were, the food, oh my goodness, the food. What can you tell us a little bit about, Patricio, with regards to the food of Quito?
Okay, the gastronomy is one of the strongest points of the city of Quito. We have been developing in the last years a strategy to try to promote more the gastronomy. We find in Quito a merge of different kind of traditions, the local tradition, the pre-Columbian tradition that changed a little bit once the Spaniards arrived into the city, and they bring more products and techniques, and they change a little bit and put more other products. And then with the time, with the Republic time, we add more other kind of products. The main, probably the main dish or the traditional dish of the city is the potato soup. We call it locro de papas, which is a beautiful, I say beautiful when you see it first. You know, the people said that the food comes into the eyes first. It's a nice color, yellow colors that is added with some local and natural paintings added to the potatoes. Then you put some cheese on it. Then you put some avocado. And then you have this warm soup that the people used to take here in Quito. It's very traditional.
I think Linda's eyes just popped out of her head because she was just telling me how delicious it was.
Yeah, it's the people sometimes say, "Oh no, potato soup could be something so delicious." It's just potatoes. But once you try it, you see it, and once you taste it, then the people will know exactly what I mean. You know, it's very hard to say through the radio, but I would like to take you into travel with your imagination and try to imagine the best tastiest potato soup in the world.
I would imagine that's so true. The other thing, Linda's really, really, and I'm saving the best for last, but having personally been to Colombia as well, and I can imagine that the same is also true for Ecuador and Quito. One of the most, you know, desirable things among the food, of course, is the fruit and the produce. Some of the greatest tasting fruit I've ever seen in my life I had when I was in South America. What can you tell us about some of the greatest treats from a fruit and vegetables point of view, outside of just the potato soup, because I want some now?
This is very important because, you know, since I told you at the beginning of the interview that in Ecuador we don't have seasons. And that's is very important because since we have the Andes, we have the Amazon region part of Ecuador, we have the Pacific coast, together, we have a large diversity of fruits and vegetable products that we can use it almost all year around. We can produce oranges, we can produce apples, but also we have our local kind of fruits, very exotic fruits, tropical fruits that have a very unbelievable kind of tastes. Now, some of them are very sweet, some other are sour. Different kind of fruits. One of the nicest products that is very popular in Ecuador is called naranjilla. It's a fruit that is a family from the tomato, but it's sweet and sour. And the people use it for make drinks, hot drinks, but also for make fruit juices. And they drink it, you know, two, three, four times during a week. And this is something that the people, also the people that come from outside the country, when we show the fruit, they don't believe that from that fruit, that orange tiny fruits, will come some amazing flavors. But when they taste the juice, they just can't believe it. Some of them even trying to bring to their homes the fruits to make the juice by themselves.
Oh, my goodness. And it is really every bit as good. Now, when Linda went to the Plaza Grande Hotel, she was treated to, they had a little exercise where she made, with their guidance, something called ceviche.
Yes, the ceviche. The ceviche is actually is a regional dish that is traditionally in Mexico, Colombia, Peru, and Ecuador. But every country has their own way to make the ceviche. The ceviche in Ecuador is more sweet, and normally the most typical product that we use it is the shrimp. Ecuador is one of the biggest shrimp producers and exporters in the world, and that's why we have this high quality of shrimps that we use to mix with onions and some herbs in a kind of cold soup of herbs with the shrimp, and we used to mix it or eat it together with popcorn or with plantains, which is something that, you know, with that tastes better, much more better.
Oh, so, and then she made something, it was a traditional ice cream-like dessert, but it didn't contain any dairy product. Can you tell us a bit about that? Because she said it was just to die for, it was so good.
Okay, normally there is a product, we call it guanabana, when we have a very nice ice cream with guanabana. But also we can mix the guanabana with the blackberry together. Guanabana is a white, soft kind of fruit, a little bit sweet. If you put it together with the blackberry, which is sour and more strong, then you balance the flavor. But the traditional way to do the ice cream is in a big bronze saucepan with the ice under the saucepan, and then you move the saucepan and the mix. According how cold is going to be, once you move it, then you have the ice, the ice cream, and then you have this delicious kind of ice cream. Completely natural, no artificial flavors that comes from the fruit market that we have in town, and the people just really love it.
Oh, the markets are everywhere. Now, one of the other things, of course, and I've saved the best for last, I understand from what Linda's telling me, and I'm surprised she came back knowing this, is that Ecuador is very famous for its chocolate.
Yeah, you're right. actually, the best quality chocolate in the world is coming from Ecuador. It's a quality chocolate or well-known by the experts as Cacao Arriba. That is produced on the lower lands or the coast area of Ecuador. But now we have very, very good factories in Quito where we bring the cocoa from the coast, and in these factories we produce the chocolate now. In the past we only were sending the seeds and the beans. We only were exporting the beans, but now we are producing the chocolate in Quito, and it's one of the highest quality chocolates in the world. A couple of companies, they just have a lot of awards around the world, in Europe and States. They have been producing this high quality. And when the people comes to Quito, they can have the chance to taste or do like a tasting tour of chocolates, different kind of chocolates, according the how pure is the chocolate, or with some other mixes that we used to have.
I think Stephen's going to move to Ecuador.
Oh, all those foods sound so great. My mouth is watering. They sound terrific.
Well, whenever I go to a restaurant, everyone knows that I'm famous for my French onion soup. And, of course, if there's anything chocolate, you know that Stephen's going to be all over it. And, of course, Linda's on a cloud of delight with that. Now, Linda also went to one particular traditional thing. There was almost a lady who was a healer and with herbs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. This is very interesting because, as I said before, this is the historic center, the old town, have these beautiful churches and architecture, but you still can find the very ancient traditions. One of the most important traditions in the markets around the old town of Quito are the healers' traditions. These ladies, in the case, I think, Linda was with Rosa Yagya. He's a very well-known healer that is working in the San Francisco fruit market. He has a kind of booth there, but they have all these herbs and medicinal plants hanging from the roof. And he's waiting from their patients. Normally, the people that are going there, people from Quito, they're taking, for instance, their babies to cure, you know, to take their bad spirits outside from the body. So they are using a lot of herbs. But also, we think that some of the herbs, medicinal herbs, can help you to, you know, reduce the stress, to relax a little bit.
Sure.
Or if you believe in something further than that, yeah, it can take the bad spirits outside from your body.
I'm going to have to close the show right now because we only have 15 seconds left. Patricio, thank you for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show. We wish to have you back. There's just so much to talk about. Thanks for being on the show with us. This is Willem Backus for the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay tuned following the break for another guest. Thank you for joining us.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Today we acted like a five-year-old with our five-year-old. Boarded the Titanic and lived to tell about it.
Yes, yay! Oh, yeah.
Rode five rides and had 100 laughs. What all will you do? The center of fun in the Smokies is a small town called Pigeon Forge, where families come together. Visit mypigeonforge.com to learn more.
Fly with Porter, and everything just seems closer. It starts with our city center airport, just a hop, skip, and jump away from downtown Toronto. Our Toronto City Airport is compact and modern, so there's no jostling as you breeze through check-in. And a comfortable chair is never far away. In fact, you could say the journey is close to perfect. Wherever you're going, just got closer.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Board Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Back to sports probably means back to school or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location. When you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain, visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And the Segment number four, a whole hour is pretty well come and gone here on Travel World Radio. I'm Stephen Pickford in Montreal. Willem Back is in Washington, D.C. And talking about a property a little closer to home for both of us and for our weekend getaway travelers, Ed Sanders is the Assistant General Manager of the Hampton Inn and Vermont Event Center in Colchester, just on the outskirts of Burlington, Vermont. And welcome to Travel World once again, Ed.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad you could join us. Just thinking here, probably around almost 20 years we've been going to the Hampton Inn, and walking in last month, it was as if the property had just opened within the past few weeks. It's looking good.
Yeah, we completed a full renovation in May of last year. It was finally completed. It actually was a big project, as if we did everything in the building. We did all the public spaces, all the meeting spaces, and then most importantly, all the guest rooms were redone from top to bottom. So we're pretty excited about the product, and so far it's going very well and it's holding up well, and it looks great. So.
Oh, yeah, walked into my room and the two double beds and just the whole feeling of freshness. And you walk into a hotel, you're always looking for a clean room, and, I mean, that room was definitely clean. I wouldn't want to say I want to eat off the floor, but, I mean, you get that. It's like walking into your own home.
Yeah, I know our team kind of, you know, has that mentality. It's one thing we try to instill, especially with our housekeeping staff, is that, you know, treat it like it is your house, like you guests or your guests coming over. So we're pretty proud of the team we have in place right now, and a lot of good things happening.
Oh, yeah, you walk into the front desk, people always say hello and smile at you as you come in the door, and I love the breakfast. It's not just a little bit, you know, a donut or a you've got the eggs, scrambled eggs, or a cheese omelet. It might be sausage patties one day or ham slices the next. If you're staying multiple nights, you're going to find something different and something for the whole family to enjoy.
Yeah, the Hampton brand's done a great job with the breakfast. We have our own chef on property, and of course, he's like the Hampton spec foods and everything, but he creates the menu for us every week, and he knows, you know, to change it up every day, so something different. So if you are staying there for a few days, you're not getting sick of the same breakfast every day. You get options. Like you said, it could be, you know, sausage one day, bacon the next day, and they try to change it up every time. So.
Well, and there's a variety of juices, a variety of pastries, a variety of cereals. So, hey, if you have three or four choices, you could have one each day. And plenty of room. Some hotels you go to and there's such a tiny little room to have breakfast. You can sit right across the entire lobby. There's always plenty of space at the Hampton Inn Colchester to have your snack and sit down with the family and start the day off right.
Oh yeah, our lobby is great. We have we do a lot of groups at the hotel, and you know, even if there's big groups in house, there's still plenty of space for the other guests to not feel cramped and crowded too. So it works out really well.
Well, I like sitting in the lobby during other parts of the day just to read. You have a TV. Computers in the lobby. You don't have to just sit in your room. You have that whole, the lobby is more like a living room. And again, it adds to that atmosphere of being at home.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you want to grab a book and sit by the double-sided fireplace, on one side you can sit and read a book. On the other side you can sit there and watch the news or whatever's on the TV at that point.
And it's always fun to watch people. That was always something my late father used to always enjoy when he stayed at a hotel, was sit in the lobby and watch the people checking in, checking out. That's part of the fun, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You always see hotels are the best place to people watch. It's one of my favorite things to do when I'm there. So,
and, of course, you know, it's time to – always. There's always time in the agenda to head to the swimming pool, beautiful indoor heated pool, and you have an expanded and enlarged workout area.
Yeah, Our pool is actually, it's a saltwater pool. We had that switched over a couple of years ago, so it's not using the chemical chlorine anymore. It's a saltwater pool, so it's not as harsh on your clothes, your eyes, or anything. So we like that part of it. And then the fitness center is, you got something if you want to do the weights, you want to do the elliptical, the treadmill, it's all there. So
it's just, how can I say it? It's just a resort close to the city. You have that resort atmosphere, but everything nearby, because I don't think you have to go more than 10 or 15 minutes in any direction. I love going down to downtown Burlington where parking is inexpensive and the indoor garages and walking along Church Street, head down on Route 7 down to Shelburne and Shelburne Museum or the Vermont Teddy Bear Factory. Everything is within 10, 15 minutes of the Hampton Inn Colchester.
Yeah, we're located right off the highway, so you can hop on 89 and you can, like you said, hit downtown Burlington, you can hit Shelburne Road. You know, we're not far from the ski resorts. If you want to, you know, go to Stowe, it's about an hour drive. So it's a good location. We're not even an hour from the Canadian border, right up the highway. So it's a good spot for sure.
And you've got the airport shuttle bus because a lot of our Canadian listeners heading down to take flights out of Burlington Airport, I always recommend to people go the night before. You never know with the weather, even in the summertime, you don't know whether you're going to have a thunderstorm or something. Hey, get there, get a good night's sleep the night before, stay at the Hampton Inn, take the shuttle bus over to the airport, and enjoy some of the more economical fares that are being offered out of the Burlington Airport as well.
Yep, yeah, definitely. Our shuttle runs from about 4:30 in the morning until just after midnight, so it covers pretty much every flight that comes in and out of Burlington. You can get there from our shuttle.
You're also offering some special promotional rates for Canadian visitors to encourage them to come down?
Yeah, we've been working on some specials because, you know, the Canadian market is always a good market for us. They're good neighbors. They're always coming down, so we try to do some good aggressive specials for them to come down this time of year and into the spring.
And they
depending on the special, it could be up to 35% off.
Up to 35% off, so that covers pretty much the currency differential, so they should contact the property directly to find out when, you know, the best days of the week, because, again, it's subject to availability. And you're also saying you've got a new director of sales that just joined you recently.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've actually had a pretty big management shift lately. We're run by a company called Stepstone Hospitality, which is a up-and-coming management company, so we're pretty excited about that. We have a new director of sales we just got on last week. His name is Nick Fisher. He's a longtime colleague of mine throughout the market. He came to us with a lot of experience in the Burlington area. He's been around for about 10 years in the market, and he's done a great job so far, and we're excited to have him on board.
Well, as I was saying, it's been about 20 years since I probably first walked into the doors of the property. I think at the time, this will date me, I think it was before Hampton Inn was a Hilton brand. It was Pumas Companies out of Memphis, Tennessee, a spinoff of Holiday Inn. So that totally dates me. But, hey, it's better than ever. So I'll always enjoy going down to the Hampton Inn Colchester. It's people like you, Ed Sanders, that make it a special place. It's a home away from home.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, I've worked at quite a few hotels in the area, and it's definitely my favorite. I've, you know, been back there a couple of times with different opportunities, and I love it, personally.
Well, we've got about 1 minute left. If somebody's coming down in the next month or so, what is one of your favorite things that they must see in the Burlington area?
If they're coming down in the next month or so, I think in April, the maple sugar season is happening, so the Maple Syrup Festival is going on in St. Albans next month. That's a great time. The weather's starting to get warm. The trees are budding. The grass is starting to turn green again. So you go up to St. Albans, you can sample all the syrup. There's rides for the kids. There's sugar house tours. It's definitely it's my favorite time of year.
Yeah, so. Spring is a great time. Sometimes they refer to it in Vermont as mud season, but hey, it's a season of rejuvenation. We've gone through a hard winter. And I just love seeing the rebirth and the trees starting to come out. And, hey, best time of the year, April and May in Vermont, and the place to stay in the Burlington, Vermont area, the Hampton Inn Vermont Event Center in Colchester. You can check them out on the internet, burlington.hamptoninn.com. Ed Sanders, Assistant General Manager. Thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World.
Thank you, guys.
Well, much appreciated. Always the hospitality at the Hampton Inn in Colchester. And again, the website for Quito, www.quito.com.ec. For more information on Quito, Ecuador, so much history, so much great food, so much fun. And as always, glad you could join us. For Will and Backus,
thank you.
I'm Stephen Pickford. Until next time, happy traveling, everyone.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.